I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I still don't think they're going to lose the series. I can't bring myself to say it, and it's not where it's... I'm thinking it, I won't say it, I still don't believe they're going to lose the series. They are a front-running team, certainly. I still am worried about their overall culture, but that's off-season stuff. I don't think they're going to lose this series. You might hate hearing that. You might not like that because then it's, well, they could run it back. But again, I don't know if they have any other choice, but that's a conversation we could have later on. But I don't think they're going to I still don't think they're going to lose the series. Do they deserve so? I don't know. I think Orlando's a good enough team as well. I don't think they necessarily deserve it. I don't know if, whoever wins, it's going to deserve to win it. We're just not as good as we thought we were. This build-up, this six-year build has just been to this level, which isn't that great. It's not that great. You are a middle-of-the-road Eastern Conference team, which I don't know where that puts you overall. Probably not too terribly great, but that's probably what you are. So I don't think they're going to lose the series, though. Every time I've said that they're going to lose, that they're going to be this, they're going to be that, they come back, they do it. I don't think they're going to lose. Now, you can separate and say they deserve it if you want to make that argument, but I don't think they are. Go ahead.
But I we're sitting here talking about, all right, best of three. You know, we're sitting here trying to analyze a series that has had four blowouts, and the two latest ones, the two most recent ones, obviously came, with us on the wrong end of it. So I understand, like, if everybody just calls up today and says, especially to someone like me who said they're going to sweep, I get it. If everybody wants to call up today and say they're going to lose a series, the body language was terrible. JB has lost the team. I know we have some audio on that at some point from somebody who was following the series very closely. Yeah, I can't disagree now. I can't make a big, bold claim for the Cavs, except to say that it's looked different depending on who's at home. But, is there a lever to pull? Is there anything JB can do rotationally that changes the whole series? I really don't think so. I mean, I can make a case to put Marcus Morris in the starting lineup to give them more length, but, that's not going to help their spacing. So no matter what you do, it's going to come at a cost. That is the problem with the roster construction as we see it right now. I didn't think it would come down to this. I just thought we had the better players in the series. We had more scoring punch, and that was going to be enough to lift the team against an inexperienced team that didn't have home court. And now they still don't have home court. I mean, still the Cavs have home court. You have two out of the next three at home. I'm hoping we get to have a chance to either end this after six or come back home for seven.
216-474-0092. Do you think the Cavs are going to lose this series right now? Robert in Cleveland, you're first up in the Fan.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ken. I think they're going to win the series. But I also don't want them to win a series because it's just going to be the same old everything. Anthony, if this is a playground, we're on a playground, and you got to pick your starting five, four out of the five guys would be Cavs, and probably the sixth guy would be a Cav. And I'm tired. Like, Allen, you got punched in the face again. And again, we back down. And that's not what we're like in this town. And we're going to do just enough.
But you think Allen? You think Allen has been the bad spot?
No, I don't think that. All I'm saying is that when we got punched in the face twice in Orlando, and nobody, I'm just like, he's the one who said the last couple of weeks that things are different, and that, you know, this isn't last year. But you know, we just laid down. Like that's, we just laid down and let them do this. There was no fight in either of these games. Zero. And you know, Ken, you're right. JB just looks lost at times. And it's really not totally his fault because this team is constructed horribly. Horribly.
Well, I think I saw him, and I noticed this. You know, there were timeouts in the fourth quarter, and you could see the look on his face. I think he just was like, I don't know what to do with these guys. I know if they're not going to fight for it, you know, what the hell are we going to do? Now, you could take Strus out if you want to take Strus out. I'm not sure. But it is, like, I'm not going to yell at you for that. Like, do you want them to lose the series because you want them to make sure that they make necessary changes?
Yes.
Is that it?
If we beat Orlando, it's going to just be the same old, same old. And I don't think Chloe Altman gets enough criticism here. He's the architect of this. And it's horribly constructed.
He should get a lot more criticism than what he
does. He doesn't. He gets a pass. And I think he gets a pass because he doesn't speak to the press. Dan never says a thing about him. And he just totally, everybody think, go back from his time here when he was assistant GM, everything came up roses. And he gets a pass. And JB is going to be the fall guy here. They'll keep Kobe. And they're going to, they have no choice but to keep this the way it is. And it's going to be horrible.
Robert, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I can't take umbrage. Like, I want the Cavs to win the series. I think, honestly, go ahead.
I appreciate the honesty. I would have crushed that call a week ago.
Yeah.
I would have been so frustrated because I wanted to get excited about the playoffs, and I was. I am excited. Unfortunately, it's about the NBA playoffs now. It's not about the Cavs series anymore.
But I think for Robert, though, if this game goes like what Nick said last week, he wants it to go seven so they can get as much experience before they play Boston. You and I looked at that and went, no. But I think if it goes seven and say you win the series, I think you win the series and there's like, hey, there's warts here. Some things need to be fixed. I don't think you can. If you would have swept the Orlando Magic, yeah, man, maybe they would have just ran it back depending on what happens against Boston. Of course, I don't know. They are as Jekyll and Hyde as it gets. But I think if you go seven now, you win the series, or say you even win it in six, there's going to be some ugliness here where you're going, something ain't right. Something needs to change. I don't know what it is, whether it be in the rotation, the lineups, whatever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the coach, the general manager, whatever it is, there's going to be the needed changes that happen with this basketball team. JJ in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Go ahead.
First off, I'm going to start by saying the last two games was just—it's embarrassing. You know, to be a Cavs fan and watch a team that's supposed to dominate. You know, maybe a little less fight, you know, zero fight in these two games. It's ridiculous watching them. They up seven, then you just go to the refrigerator and come back and they down 12.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. I mean, like you say, it win or lose, something got to give. It got to be somebody got to go or some players got to go. I mean, at this point, you know, Donovan, he can go. Because, I mean, him and Darius Garland, 5 points in a game, in a playoff game, it's ridiculous. Y'all getting paid top dollar to get out there and perform, and you come out at halftime with a lead, right?
You know,
and it's not even sentiment. Y'all not even there.
I'm seeing that sentiment and hearing that sentiment more and more, JJ. Thank you very much for the call. Like, I did. I got back and, you know, when we got done with all the get-together and things like that, I went downstairs and finally got my phone. And I looked, there were some people going, you know, if he can't get this thing going, what the hell are we doing all this for then? Like, there were some people kind of, instead of begging him to stay, there were a couple of people. And again, this is right in the afterglow of another embarrassing loss. But there were some people going, like, I'll help you pack your bags if this is going to be this way.
Without a doubt.
Which I think is some strong language, but still.
I definitely noticed that, and it wasn't the majority, but there was a growing sentiment that Donovan can't get it done in the playoffs. And, you know, I think part of that is unfair because he had one of the great playoff series like we've seen from an individual superstar. Granted, it was in the bubble. He's had other good moments. I know you're shaking your head because people just, you know, that just isn't going to count for people. And I get it, especially Cavs fans.
It's starting to lose luster with me.
Right. It's starting to lose luster with me.
It's been 3 years.
But I can tell you that if the Cavs are selling, there are teams lining up to take him.
I know.
Now,
I know.
We can have a debate about whether he can be the best player on a team. You know, it could be like Kyrie, be a number two. Be a number two guy. Donovan Mitchell
That's
is a number
saying.
Two.
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't help. That just understanding or acknowledging that fact, that doesn't make the Cavs any better.
No.
I mean, just trading Donovan Mitchell just to trade him isn't going to make the team better.
You're right.
Of course, it's out of our hands also. If he doesn't want to sign here, you're going to trade him.
Yeah. But, like, that's if we keep mentioning, man, he had that great playoff series 3 years ago. He had that, it was in the bubble. Like, the whole deal there, like, how much do I hold on to that before I go, hey, buddy, you're number two. You're not one of the one percenters.
I mean, it's definitely looking like he's a number two.
Yeah.
And the hope was that Evan Mobley would be a player that could be a number one.
He's not yet ready yet.
And it doesn't even look like he's close to being that anytime soon.
Alvis in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, Alvis. Go ahead.
Man, I don't know what to say about these Cavs, man. All I can say for real is, man, Donovan, he's a good player, but if you think back in Utah, he did the same thing. He really didn't show up in Utah. JB Bickerstaff, he's scared to rotate the players. Like, if you got these players on your squad, when everybody was hurt and they went 18-2, he went with the bench. He got to figure out something. He got a championship guy in Tristan Thompson, you know, which he can crash the boards. You got Marquise Morris. I mean, he has some players. He's just not rotating the players. And the starters, he's leaving the starters in the game down at a whole quarter. So they're gassed. Like, J.B. Bickerstaff, he looked confused, like you guys said. He's looking confused, like he just don't know what to do. They don't run no plays.
He was pressing all the right buttons, Alvis, in the first two games. And, man, I looked on Saturday, I go, he looks like he's out of options. He looks exasperated.
They're not running no plays, and they're living and dying by the three-point. Why is Evan Mobley just keep wanting to shoot threes? They should be feeding him and Jared Allen.
I mean, they only took 17 threes in that game. I mean, to say they're living and dying, I'd argue they got to run.
Thank you very much for the call.
I'd argue they're not taking enough threes. I mean, 17 threes.
Well,
and Darius Garland took 5 in that game. Donovan Mitchell took 4. Strus only took 3. Listen, I've said a lot of bad things about Max Strus and his shooting over the years, but if he's only going to take 3 threes, then he doesn't belong on the floor. I mean, there's no reason. He is supposed to be a high-volume shooter because of what that's supposed to open up. He's only going to take 3 threes. And, I mean, I get it. He's been abysmal, but he's going to have to turn this around. Like, I'd go so far as to say, like, he might be the X factor going forward. He might be exactly what they need.
We're going to get back to this coming up in a bit. But you know what you would have seen yesterday on my street, Tone?
What's that?
It's 80 degrees, a bunch of kids playing in the cul-de-sac. I know. Congratulations on the success. I'm going to beat you to it. You know what else you would have saw? Bunch of rocket flags out there on the front porches. You know why? Because Mike Hall Jr. is a Cleveland Brown, and we have his high school football coach, Pete Thompson, to talk about Mike Hall Jr., local guy, being drafted to your Cleveland Browns on Friday. He joins us next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.